According to the International Telecommunications Union, or ICU, more than 2.7 billion people worldwide use the internet. The ICU says Europe has the highest internet penetration rate in a world where at least 6.8 billion people have access to mobile phones, which have become a key instrument in enhancing global relations. Africa has become part of this internet village as 650 million people use mobile phones to buy and sell commodities. A large number of companies have taken advantage of this lucrative social media sphere to hook with customers through Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other social media platforms. Abdullah Verasia, Director of Frontiers Advisory South Africa, a research strategy and investment advisory firm, says almost all the 500 firms on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange use social media for marketing purposes.
Influence in South Africa and Africa is threefold. It's a lot of usage of Twitter, and we're starting to see a lot of chief executives of companies utilizing personal Twitter accounts to engage and interact with clients, to engage and interact with customers, with suppliers. Secondly, we see a strong influence of Facebook. And then thirdly, we've seen companies obviously taking to blogs as a means of engaging. So it's largely centered around Twitter as the primary means, and then obviously Facebook and blogging as two other options.
Mr. Verasia says social media are being used to engage mass audiences in a fast and effective way.
One of the elements that's driving growth in Africa, no doubt. We're starting to see a different way of doing business in Africa because of the high teleconnectivity, because of the number of people who got access to mobile phones.
He says the target audience is normally the middle class in most African countries. The emergence of what social media experts call serial tweeters has energized some companies that are now crafting relevant marketing strategies for reaching audiences that respond instantly to messages.
So we've seen examples of certain companies who've got large followers. We see a number of CEOs of South African companies who've got followers in excess of 120,000, 130,000 followers. We've also started to see a strong influence of what they call serial tweeters, so tweeters who are very active only in the tweeting scene, and they've become influential individuals. They're courted by companies to endorse their products. They're part of PR and marketing campaigns, and it's largely because, solely because of the number of followers that they have on Twitter and the ability for them to obviously engage with those followers.
For Zimbabwe's Limbikani Makani, Director of Tech Zimbabwe, a news blog focusing on covering information technology issues, some of these platforms have transformed ways of conducting business worldwide.
Social media just allows businesses to connect directly with the customers, the consumers of their services. In Zimbabwe, for example, we have about 4.5 million people that use the internet. So of those, a good number, or say a million, for example, can be on Facebook. So it's good for businesses to communicate directly with those consumers about their product.
But Mr. Makani says in Zimbabwe, there are few companies that conduct business using social media.
Of the large companies, the enterprises that are known, like Delta, like your AFDIS, your listed companies and other companies of similar sizes, just one-fifth of them is on social media. But even that one-fifth is not very active. They don't use social media to enhance their business, to push more value for the business.
He says some firms still rely on traditional media for marketing purposes due to internet limitations in the country. Not only that, some international companies do not even believe in using social media like Facebook for conducting business. Kenneth Kono, Marketing Director of American General Supplies, a commercial aircraft spare parts supplier based in Maryland, USA, explains.
We're not at the moment using any social media. Facebook seems to be more of a tool for people to keep their friends informed of their activities, less of a business focus there, and probably much less effective, because it's kind of a mental disconnect. When I think of Facebook, I do not think of business. LinkedIn, which is much more a professional, resume-based, business-focused background presentation of you, the individual, your own individual brand, if you will. There's a market and a target there. I know headhunters scour LinkedIn to find people's profiles that match up with the jobs that they're trying to fill. Likewise, I think you can find professionally minded people there that would not be surprised to see business or advertising messages.
Verasia agrees, saying some messages posted on these platforms are difficult to filter. Mr. Makani adds that in other cases, companies fear that anyone can create anything related to their products and end up ruining their brand.
There's not much control in terms of any abuses that might happen on that platform. I'll give you an example. Just last year, someone opened an H Metro page, and this person was actually not from H Metro. H Metro, you'll know that it's one of the local daily tabloids. And they just continued using it as if they were H Metro. And because of that, it was very confusing to know which was the correct H Metro and which wasn't. So it's an open platform. Anyone can open an account. Anyone can create a Facebook page. Anyone can create a Twitter account.
Despite these challenges, social media appear to be playing a critical role in the buying and selling of goods and services worldwide. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.